You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Our regular interview with Labour's Andrew Little is back. Tuva'a spoke to Little about flu vaccines as we head into this year's influenza season. Here is that interview.
So flu season is fast approaching and the government has announced that it has 2 million doses of the flu vaccine available. I just wanted to start off by asking, what groups of people are eligible for a free dose of the flu vaccine?
Yeah, so ordinarily it's anybody 65 and over, those who are pregnant and those who've got underlying health conditions qualify. We've extended the eligibility to now also include Māori and Pacific who are 55 and older because epidemiologically they tend to be more prone to flu illnesses than other population groups. So that's the extension to it. We want as many people as possible to get their flu jab this year because with the borders opening and from what we saw in the Northern Hemisphere and their winter they've just had, is that we expect there'll be more flu strains around. So we just need to keep as many people as possible protected.
Is there a standardised criteria for who counts as someone with an underlying health condition, or is it anyone who thinks that they're at risk?
No, it's typically people with chronic conditions, so chronic respiratory conditions, diabetes, people who have been treated with cancer or have recently been treated for cancer. There is a criteria that applies. Yeah.
Why are we expected to see a far worse flu season this year, and why is it important that people go out and get a flu vaccine even if they're fit and healthy?
Because we've had our borders have basically been closed for the last 2 years, we've had very, very mild flu seasons each of the last two winters. So the incidence of flu much, much heavily reduced, which is fine, people being healthier and all the rest of it. One little clue we had about what could happen is when we did open the borders briefly last year, particularly to Australia, and we saw the RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, which typically affects young children, that got in, and that was quite serious. Even with a year of no real RSV outbreak, it had quite a significant impact last year. So we expect now, with more people travelling and crossing the border, a lot of Kiwis coming back, Aussies being able to come over, a lot more people coming in from overseas. Typically, our infectious diseases come from overseas. So we just predict there'll be more. And because we haven't had big flu seasons, more people will find that their immune systems are not as used to dealing with flu infections. So that's why it's important that we get the immunisation campaign well underway, that people do get a flu jab. It means that their body will be better protected if there is a serious flu outbreak during the winter.
Before COVID, it was estimated that each year up to 2,500 people were being hospitalised and up to 500 people were dying because of the flu. What are DHBs doing to ensure that the health system can handle these extra number of flu patients as well as a COVID-19 outbreak on top of this?
Yeah, they normally, every winter, they do prepare for an influx of people with flus and respiratory conditions. So, and the way they are doing with COVID at the moment, so they tend to reduce planned care and what have you. And they will continue to do that. But also, that's why we're putting so much emphasis on the flu campaign this year, making sure as many people as possible, and indeed more people than usual, get a flu jab. The more people who are protected through immunisation, then the less risk people get really either sick or really seriously ill and therefore needs to go to hospital. That keeps the pressure off the hospital. So it's all those things, but the importance of the immunisation is that it'll keep that pressure off the health system if there is a serious outbreak.
What have we learned from the COVID-19 pandemic that will make us better prepared for this flu season and future ones?
I think it is that the more people we can get protected through immunisation, then the better that is. Even if people do get infected, they are much less seriously ill than had they not had the flu jab. So, and the impact of that is, as we've seen in our health system compared to many others around the world, you know, the more people who are immunised, then the fewer people who need to go to hospital, and therefore the less pressure on the health system. And we want, you know, because we need the hospitals to be there for those who do get seriously ill, whether it's for flu or for other reasons. But if we fill up our hospitals with people who are sick with flu, when they could be protected against it, then it's patients with other health issues who are going to suffer the worst. That's what we're trying to avoid.
In order to prevent spread in the community, why hasn't the government decided to subsidise the flu vaccine for all New Zealanders, as was done with the COVID-19 vaccination? Wouldn't this be more beneficial for our most at-risk communities by reducing the spread?
Well, we have extended eligibility, and we know that also for a lot of employers, they also provide free schemes. I mean, there are efforts that go around offering kind of discounted flu jab schemes to employers, particularly employers of large workforces. So trying to sort of pick and choose what we should do in that regard is we ended up just falling back to what we think is important from a public health point of view. I might add, too, in terms of extending eligibility, we've also extended to all health workers, particularly those in the private sector. DHBs typically offer flu jabs to their workforces, but healthcare workers in the private sector don't normally get that. We've made that available too. But look, it's an extension on what we've done before. We think with a combination of privately funded immunisation coverage and what the government is doing, that will give us good immunisation coverage to minimise the impact of the flu.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little. The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.